The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome back to Basketball Conference, the ACC Football Podcast. My name is Joey Weaver. He is Mike McDaniel. Mike, bowl previews, roll on. Do you have bowl opinions you want to share with the people?
I think I got that out of the way in the last episode. I am good.
You had certain opinions, that's for sure.
I stand by them.
Sponsors, we do not represent your opinions.
Stop canceling bowl games. I just want to watch my bowl games.
Mike, there's two bowl games currently scheduled on the ACC slate on December the 30th on the Thursday. Working in towards New Year's when the college football playoff happens. We're going to talk about them. We got North Carolina. We got Pittsburgh playing their bowl games that day. Before we talk about those games, we need to remind the people about section103.com, of course. Mike, that is the best place on the internet to buy Georgia Tech apparel. They have official Tech Gold. They have the ATL logo. They've got official word marks. All these things that should be easy to find, but you can't find them anywhere else but section103.com, Mike. That's where the people got to go. You got T-shirts, both in performance wear as well as in cotton. They've got sweatshirts, hoodies, all sorts of great things for men, women, children, something for the whole family, including, Mike, if you're trying to go support the team during basketball season, they've got things for that too. So go check them out, section103.com. Again, I had plenty of that under my Christmas tree. I've been getting it all throughout the fall. I'm telling you that this wear is good, and you might be hearing that and saying, well, yeah, well, he's the advertising partner, like whatever. I'm telling you, every time people tell me, oh, yeah, I got something in the mail from Section 103, and they're like, yeah, you weren't kidding. It's really good stuff. So all I'm saying, go check it out, section103.com. Use promo code GOACC for 10% off your first order at section103.com for the best Georgia Tech apparel on the internet, Mike.
Soft. It's comfortable.
You can't deny it. You've got Georgia Tech shirt, and you can't help but wear it.
Got a couple.
There you go.
Got a couple. One says Georgia Tech. One says Bobby Dodd is my happy place. I've never been to Bobby Dodd.
Well, it's funny because I wore that to my my company Christmas party here a couple weeks ago, and I've got a coworker on my team who's a Virginia Tech guy, and I showed him the shirt, and I wore it. Told him, hey, you know, I wore this just for you. I said, it says Bobby Dodd Stadium is my happy place. He's like, hey, that's crazy. It's my happy place, too. Yeah, so
I get it. You want me to explain the joke to you?
You don't have to. I get it. Okay,
good. Just making sure.
It's okay. Paul Johnson never lost to Justin Fuente, so that's fine, too. So anyways.
At least he's gone. Yeah. And I don't need to clarify which one, even.
Both of them, really. Yeah. Mike, let's start at 11:30 a.m. on ESPN in the Duke's Mayo Bowl.
Let's do it.
This is actually sneaky. I don't know if the people realize this. This is a rematch from like 4 years ago in the exact same stadium that it was originally played in. Back when Larry Fedora was the head coach of North Carolina, and was Will Muschamp the head coach of South Carolina, Mike?
Speaking of thanking God he's gone and not having to clarify which one.
Both of which, yes. North Carolina is a 9-point favorite at Bank of America Stadium in Charlotte, North Carolina, taking on the South Carolina Gamecocks of one Shane Beamer. Totals 57.5.
Mike, seems like a lot of points.
I was going to say, I feel like I know which way you're going to go with this.
Yeah, I'm going South Carolina in the under. That seems like a lot of points.
It is, but also like, and anyone, okay, so at this point, anybody who's listened to this show for at least like 2 months knows that I think you and I view South Carolina very differently this year.
We have.
I was more than willing to give, what was it, 13 points or something with Clemson, and Clemson won 30-0 in that game.
Yes.
I feel like South Carolina is just smoke and mirrors this year, man. Like, they're a 6-6 team that's actually like a 3-9 team deep down. They beat Vandy by one. They somehow snuck one out against Auburn late in the year at home. I mean, they messed around, barely beat ECU. They barely beat Troy. Like, they're not good. They won six, but they're not good, Mike.
I mean, North Carolina lost to Georgia Tech, so.
Big yikes there.
By three touchdowns.
Wouldn't recommend that. I think Carolina might be the biggest enigma team in the ACC this year.
Or any year. They were like that last year, too.
It's either them or Pittsburgh, honestly.
Yeah.
And Pittsburgh won the conference.
Yeah.
Carolina, yeah, it was a super weird year for them, just in every way imaginable. Do I trust them to cover 9 against much of anybody? No. But also, I don't buy South Carolina. I don't. I don't think they're all that good. The most exciting thing about this game, Mike, is going to be what happens about 15 seconds after the final whistle when there's going to be a mayo bath for whoever wins the game.
Yeah. That sounds about right, doesn't it? Listen.
I mean, the internet was disappointed a year ago when that didn't happen. So
listen, a bowl game has not gotten this much hype since the Outback Bowl when Ryan Nanny dressed up as Frying Nanny and was a blooming onion on the sideline.
That was so good.
Yeah. Pepperidge Farms good. Remembers. I mean, you can lay the 9 with Carolina if you'd like. That's a lot. You can have it that is. If you'd like.
I'm mostly like the thing that I am struggling with this is that we have up until this moment, Mike, we have previewed 5 ACC bowl games, and I have taken the ACC team to cover the spread in every single one of them. Like, and most of them, it was like a. Throw my hands up in the air. Who the hell knows? I've only wagered on actually 2 of those from a Van Gorder coin standpoint. And yet, dude, it's South Carolina. So in the spirit of just hating South Carolina, you know what? Yeah, sure. North Carolina. I'll take them in the spot. Why not? Not locking it up, Mike. Don't you try to pressure me into it. I see that look in your eye. We have done this long enough. Don't do it. I'm not locking it up. I'm not wagering on it, but for the sake of the podcast, we'll take North Carolina.
Yeah, give me the Gamecocks plus the points.
Total's 57.5. Once again, give me the over. Might not be a ton of defense played here on either side.
If South Carolina is going to cover 9, I think it's got to be an under game.
Yeah, that's a bit of a correlated parlay, we'll say.
Yeah.
And I think that's a pretty good way to look at this. I don't think that if this game gets real pointsy, like shootouty, it favors North Carolina. If it stays lower scoring, probably favors South Carolina, at least with that 9 points for sure.
Yeah. Yep. I agree.
Wagers? Anything? Nothing? You good?
Nothing. No, I'm good.
Yeah.
Good.
I will also pass and take my hard earned Van Gorder coin elsewhere. Mike, let's move on. Later on the 30th, at 7:00 on ESPN. The number 12 Pittsburgh Panthers taking on the number 10 Michigan State Spartans. This is the Chick-fil-A Peach Bowl from Mercedes-Benz Stadium in my hometown of Atlanta, Georgia. Again, this is a tight matchup. This is the ACC champion against near-miss, potential playoff candidate Michigan State. They had a great year. Mike, Michigan State a 2.5-point favorite in this game. What's your thought?
Michigan State, lock it up.
Oh!
You better lock it up. You better lock it up. No, you lock it up. You lock it up. Lock it up. Lock it up.
Please.
And, Mike, before we go any further, can I show your work for you?
Please do.
Kenny Pickett has opted out of this game. Nick Patty is going to be starting for Pittsburgh. So, yeah, Michigan State, lock it up.
You better lock it up. You better lock it up. No, you lock it up. You lock it up. Lock it up. Lock it up.
Please.
Pittsburgh still has a good receiving core. They have a pretty good, decent defense.
Yes, right.
Kenny Pickett not playing. Like, the sauce is something's missing in the secret sauce. Like,
right. Agree.
And Mark Whipple having resigned, by the way, like,
yes. Yeah. No offensive coordinator, no starting quarterback. And we have old Saint Nick Patty or
Ayo.
Peppermint Nick Patty.
Oh, hello.
Okay. So you got some options.
I like it. I like it.
Think about that one. Think before you speak on that one.
I'm mostly just lost thinking about how much the bowl, the TV commentators would have been using that if this game were played like on Christmas or something.
Oh, man. I mean, if you need a college football bowl marketing guy.
Talk about a wet dream. Goodness.
Talk about a job that probably doesn't exist because ESPN only markets the college football playoff. Anyway.
We do not market. We do not represent our sponsors.
Kenneth Walker III is not playing in this game for Michigan State either because he's on to the NFL. So yeah. Two of the best players on the field on either side of the football.
Former Wake Forest running back Kenneth Walker, the more you know.
Yes. Former ACC running back Kenneth Walker. Not playing in this game. He's on the NFL. And yeah, Pickett gone to the NFL as well. And you don't have Mark Whipple. Michigan State has their starting quarterback, Peyton Thorne. And he's not exactly a ball of fire, but he's not bad either. Mm-hmm. And Michigan State's got more of their receiving core. And as soon as I looked at this matchup on paper, when this bowl game was announced, I was like, oh my God, Kenny Pickett is going to have a field day against Michigan State secondary.
Mm-hmm.
And the best possible news for Michigan State is that Kenny Pickett is not going to be on the field. So give me Michigan State, even without Kenneth Walker, I think they'll establish enough of a run game. I think Peyton Thorne makes enough plays in the pass game. It's a game where I trust one team's quarterback a lot more than the other.
Yep. Yeah. I mean, the line has swung like 6 points from the opening. Pitt was like a three and a half point favorite when this game opened. Michigan State now being a 2.5 point favorite. I think it tells you something. Like,
it's one of my favorite bets as far as bowl bets go. And like I've already said before, bet half a unit on college football bowl games. Don't bet full units on bowl games.
Yeah.
It's a dumb thing to do. But if I were to bet a full unit on one game, this might be the one I take. I would like Michigan State, I think, up to maybe like 5 points here. Like, this is not great for Pitt. I just don't trust Nick Patty.
No.
Against Michigan State. Are you kidding me?
I don't trust him against much of anybody, honestly.
Right.
Like,
right. So, yeah.
Can he come in and give you a couple drives and not give the game away? Yeah, probably.
Sure.
Like, can he go out there and beat a top 15 team? I don't believe so.
Nope. And I don't believe so insofar as I'm going to literally bet against it. So.
Yeah. If you want to know, by the way, if you want to know Nick Patty's standing within the Pittsburgh football program, just know that Kenny Pickett set to graduate, and they're getting a grad transfer from Keaton Slovis from USC because he ain't scared of Nick Patty.
How could you be?
Give me the over here, by the way. I'm just betting like bowl game overs for the most part. Just there ain't gonna be a whole lot of defense played on either side. I don't think. I think they'll both score plenty. Over 56 for me.
You can have it.
And for your pick standpoint?
Under.
Under. There you go. All right. What are you wagering on Michigan State since you have it locked?
Ooh, 30.
30? Oh, wow.
A lot.
All right.
A lot. I mean, prove me wrong, Nicholas Patty.
I'm gonna take the
Christmas season.
I'll take 15 on Michigan State. Again, you might extend your lead here, or this might be a strategy to close the gap a little bit for me. Who knows?
Okay.
But also, I mean, I wouldn't bet on Nicholas Patty, that's for sure.
Old Saint Nick.
Old Saint Nick. Peppermint Patty, as we know. Go Panthers. Hail to Pitt. Mike, anything else on these games before we get out of here? Come back and preview one more set.
I'm not betting on a lot of ACC teams in these bowl games, am I?
I mean, but once again, we talked about, for the most part, like, ACC teams are favored in almost every one of these bowl games, but by like a field goal or less. So it's a whole bunch of, Vegas throwing their hands up like, hell, we don't know. I mean,
right.
So I don't blame you. I mean, I'm betting on a lot of these ACC teams, but not with hard-earned Van Gorder coin, just with obligatory podcast picks. So there's that.
It's hard to put any money on bowl games, Joey. To be truthful.
It is. Yeah. I mean, I should have put money on UCF to win that game outright against Florida, but couldn't get a number I liked, and then it was too late. Oh, well.
Yeah. Plus a 7 paid out fine.
I bet it did. I bet it did. Mike, let's get out of here. Let's go preview one last bowl game we have coming up. In the meantime, y'all can find us on Twitter. I'm at FTRSJoey. He's at Mike McDaniels, SOS. Together, we're at BC Podcast ACC. Sorry, Mike perked up there. I almost got the Twitter handle wrong. You can send us an email with your questions, your comments, your concerns to the longest email address known to man, basketballconferencepodcast@gmail.com.
Nailed it.
Thank you. We have at least one email from our boy Adam Parker sitting in the hopper there. We'll hit on that maybe like in the bowl recap episode. We'll try to do that since we do not have a college football playoff or national championship episode coming up. So we will, I don't know, got to do something with our time, Mike.
That's right.
That's right. Mike, they can find us on iTunes, on Spotify, wherever they can find podcasts. You can hit the subscribe button, the follow button. Rate us, review us. We appreciate all those things.
Yes, we do.
Where else can they find us on the social medias?
Facebook.com/basketballconferencerate review. Find all of our podcasts there. Please check us out on Instagram as well.
Please
at BC Podcast ACC.
Please do. We love those who have. Thank you. We appreciate it. Mike, you want to come back? Preview one last bowl game?
Yes.
Let's do it. All right. Until then, for Mr. Mike McDaniel, I am Joey Weaver. Thank you guys so much for listening. We will talk to you again soon. And until then, go ACC.